your counsel, ready to receive the fullness of the provisions you have made. Ready. We are ready. We are ready. Oh, na kiltala stokofila shatelema zepiste ketilema. Reality is ours today. Katola sto kosteke vinema sabadete. Ola de da do, sa da 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 do, za da da do, zo da de o, ro da da do, zo da 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 do. Yanema se tamang mazenta. Men sees themselves in Christ. They see themselves able. We see ourselves able. We see ourselves carrying out all the works of Jesus. We see ourselves. Oh, glory to God. Amen, amen. Praise God. Have you seen everyone? Oh, glory. Ate. Okay, verse and Numbers chapter 11. Numbers 11, verse 16. Qualifications for the supernatural ministry, part 3. So, spirit within, spirit upon. We have looked at that in this series. Spirit upon is strictly for ministry. Don't confuse this with some texts like see Numbers 11 verse 16. At times you see in the Old Testament that the Spirit of God is upon somebody and things he does are funny. It says Spirit upon is for ministry. Say ministry is Christ defined. Good. So Numbers 11 verse 16, and Moses said unto the Lord said unto Moses, gather unto me 70 men of the elders of Israel, whom thou knowest to be elders of the people that are influential, officers over them, and bring them unto the tabernacle of the congregation, that they may stand there with thee, and I will come down and talk with thee, and I will take of the spirit which is upon thee and put it upon them, and they shall bear the burden of the people with thee, that thou bearest it not thyself alone. Verse 25, and the Lord came down in a cloud and spake unto him, and took of the spirit that was upon him, and gave it to the 70 elders. Hope you are all looking at your Bible. And it came to pass, when the Spirit rested upon them, they did what? They did what? Prophesied and did not cease. Hallelujah. Praise God. Say, I rather have too much than nothing. I rather have too much than none. And did not cease. Anyway, the way our service today will be structured, the first service will be more of our normal doctrinal pattern. But the second service, I've told you, no man filled with the Spirit of the Lord. No man filled with the Spirit keeps quiet. Okay, that is not Bible. That's Pastor Nainka, chapter 12, verse 3. Numbers 11, verse 26. No man filled with the Spirit of God keeps quiet. 11:26. But there remained two of the men in the camp. The name of the one was Elder, and the name of the other Mida. And the Spirit rested upon them, and they were of them that were written, but were not unto the tabernacle. And they prophesied in the camp. Said the Spirit is intelligent. Hallelujah. Said the Spirit can locate. And there ran a young man and told Moses, sir, Eldad and Medad do prophesy in the camp, they are outside, and not in the tabernacle. And Joshua, son of Nun, the servant of Moses, one of his young men, answered and said, my Lord Moses, forbid them, stop them, they are not here, they are not where they ought to be. And Moses said unto them, enviest thou for my sake? Wound God that all the lost people were what? Prophets. Hallelujah. So Moses' word was fulfilled where? In the New Testament. Praise God. Hallelujah. You don't function in prophecy in the New Testament. It's personal issue. It's an issue of ignorance. Praise God. That's why Paul says, I give you to understand. Don't be ignorant. 12 verse 1. Okay, see chapter 24, verse 2. So that one said that the Lord will put his spirit upon them. So God wants to put his spirit upon. Say upon. Good. Upon all. Now 24 verse 2. You know, if you remember too, there was in, that should be Exodus 19. Say, I want to make them a kingdom of priests. Not just a special priest. Why we have the Levitical priesthood was as a result of sin. Amen. Hope you are writing as much as you can. Numbers 24 verse 2. And Balaam lifted up his eyes and he saw Israel abiding in his tent according to their tribes. And the Spirit of God came where? Upon him. And he took up his parable and said, Balaam son of Beor had said, the Lord and the man whose eyes are opened had said, he had said, which heard the words of God. Verse 4. Which saw the vision of the Almighty falling into a trance or having his eyes open. Hallelujah. Say with my eyes open. I see twice. Say I see double. Say I have secondary vision. Okay. Now, so verse 5. How goodly are thy tents, O Jacob, and thy tabernacles, O Israel. You can see here, he was filled with the Spirit. He spoke out. Chapter 27, verse 18, Numbers. And the Lord said unto Moses, take thee, Joshua, the son of Nun, a man in whom is a spirit, and lay thy hands on him. Woo! Deuteronomy 34, verse 9. Deuteronomy 34:9. And Joshua, son of Nun, was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hands upon him, and the children of Israel hearkened unto him, and as the Lord commanded Moses. And what was the result of that? Rush to Joshua 1 verse 5. What was the result of that? Joshua 1 verse 5. There shall not man be able to stand before thee. Ha, I love it. I love reading this word in those days. So, hey, even if a lecturer was misbehaving to you or something, just read it. There shall no man. He's serious. Do you know those who ought to be confessing this? Military rulers. Hallelujah. This is for war. Amen. It's not for in Christ. Say, there shall no man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life, as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Verse 6, be thou strong, be of courage, for unto these people shall thou divide for inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. So, of course, we know that that is talking about Israel, them getting to the so-called Canaan promised land. Judges 13:25. No, we have a few people in this book of Judges that the Spirit came upon them, but not all of them spoke anyway. Let's Judges 13:25, and the Spirit of the Lord began to move him. That's something, right? At times in the camp of Dan between Zorah and Eshtalol. Verse Judges 13:25. Now, Judges 6. Are we in first? Is it not Judges? Oh no. Okay, it's chapter 16, verse 6. And the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and he rent him as he would have rent a kid. Wow. So, not only are trans gifts right now, now we are seeing power gifts, right? Are you there? Number, Judges, sorry, 14, 6. Judges, 14, 6. And he rent him as he would have rent a kid, and he had nothing in his hand. But he told not his father or his mother what he has done. Judges 14:19. And the Spirit, why I'm reading so much for you is for conviction. It's for conviction. Conviction. And Judges 14:19. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, and he went down to Ascalon, and slew 30 men of them, and took their spoil, and gave change of garments unto them, which expounded the riddle. And his anger was kindled, and he went to his father's house. Chapter 15, verse 14. Chapter 15, verse 14. Let's read down together. One to go. And when this, and he came unto Leah, this Philistine shouted against him, and the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and the cause upon his hand became, and his handbands loose. We all know what happened after then. Amen. Praise God. So now we saw the Spirit of God coming upon people for utterance. We also saw the Spirit of God coming upon people for what? Acts of power. For acts of power. Pay attention. 1 Samuel 10, verse 6. 1 Samuel 10, verse 6. So when we are saying the Spirit came on the day of Pentecost, we are not saying that was the first operation of the Spirit of God on the earth. No, the Spirit has been working from Genesis 1, verse 3. We can see, we can see the activities of the Spirit already. In the Garden of Eden, we saw the activities of the Spirit. When the tree of the knowledge of good, of the tree of life is an is an activity of the Spirit. It symbolizes informations that are delivered, the ministries that are delivered to Adam for him to believe in the intention of God. So anywhere you see preaching the gospel, what's that? It's the activity of the Spirit. So that's why he said in John chapter 16, right? That yes, he shall, when he come, he shall reprove the world of sin. Of sin because they believe not on me. So because they have not believed, this is why I explain for you. I said the Spirit, through the preacher, will tell the sinner that your sin has been laid on Jesus. You understand? It's not that it will be pointing, accusing finger at people. God was a man reconciled the world unto himself, not counting their sins against them. Yeah, and giving us the same ministry of reconciliation, of righteousness, because I go to my Father. I go to my Father means now I am elevated, you to you are elevated. I am elevated now, you to you are in me. So righteousness means you are assured, you are who you are. You are complete. Hallelujah. So the Spirit convinces a man of righteousness. Also judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. How does the Spirit convince the world of judgment through us? How do we do that? Casting out of demons. Hallelujah. Praise God. That is things that the preacher do. You stop the works of darkness. 1 Samuel 10, verse 6. So I'm saying the activity of the Spirit, it was the Spirit appealing through Noah in Genesis chapter 6. That was when he said, my Spirit, how do I put it? He said, my Spirit will not strive with man. Well, it was, don't forget, the Spirit walks through men. So it was Noah that got tired of the word of the ungodly. Amen. The Spirit was appealing to men through Noah. Noah was the vehicle of the Spirit to reach the world in those days. So you don't see the Spirit without a man. Pay attention to that. Anywhere we see the Spirit, there must be a man. There is no manifestation of the Spirit without a man. Put that in mind, especially towards my next sermon. Okay. 1 Samuel 10:6. And the Spirit of the Lord will come upon thee, and thou shalt prophesy with them, and shall be turned. Wow. Oh, glory to God. You got to see that. I wait for you to open it. 1 Samuel 10, verse 6. 1 Samuel. Why am I saying this so much? You will be able to teach it very well. Teach it very well. Amen. Praise God. God bless ministries like Celestia and some other ministries before. I can't doubt it that they have done things of the Spirit, but without verse 1, 2, 3, or 1 Corinthians 12. That's what they just don't know. That's all. Amen. They did the things of the Spirit, but with ignorance. But they did it. So why are we looking at the Bible so much? It's for conviction, stability. So 10 verse 6, you want to go? Let's read this. And the Spirit of the Lord will come upon thee, and thou shalt prophesy with them, and thou shalt be turned into... Wow, that's awesome. 10 verse 10. And when they came thither to the hill, behold, a company of prophets met him, and the Spirit of God came upon him, and he prophesied. Oh, 19 verse 10, verse 20. First Samuel 19:20. Oh, glory to God. Katika balamo zati katila mo zati daro zati la mo zapite ko zati la nina no. Nanora sotatika. 1920, are you there? Okay, let's take it together. Thank you. Saul sent messengers to take David, and when they saw the company of the prophets prophesying, and Samuel standing as appointed over them, the Spirit of God was upon the messengers of Saul, and they also prophesied. Woo, glory, it's awesome. You see yourself in this reality, I'm serious. But don't worry, be quiet in the first service. But second service, no man filled with the Spirit of God. Glory to God. 21. And when it was told Saul, he sent other messengers and they prophesied likewise. See, this is the New Testament. This is the New Testament in the old. When people came to Elijah to mess him, what happened to them? Fire. What happened to these ones? They prophesied. Hallelujah. See, power past power. That destruction is not power. Amen. Praise God. I didn't know. Elijah did not read this story. If he had read, he should have done better. Elisha did worse. Made all of them partially blind. He was not using them. His gift of the Spirit is not for man. That was what he did. It was manipulation. Simple. Abi, what Elisha did was manipulation. You know, I've been asking Samuel for some weeks now. So maybe let's give him small kudos here, right? Praise God. Good. Verse 21. And when it was told Saul, he sent other messengers and they prophesied likewise. And Saul sent messengers again. And the third time, they what? Prophesied also. Glory to God. Say so we know what to do with our opposers. Say diversities of operation. We're coming there. Now, 22. Then went he also to Ramah and came to a great well, which is Sheol, and he asked and said, where are Samuel and David? And one said, behold, they are over there. 23. And he went there down to now in Ramah, and the Spirit of God was upon him also. And he went on and prophesied until he came to Naoti in Ramah, and he stripped. Don't be the way he now did his own. His own was not only his. Hallelujah. It's Joshua A style. And he stripped off his clothes also and prophesied before Samuel in like manner. And he lay down naked all day and all night. We have what they say, He saw also among the prophets. Okay, he came to arrest David and Samuel. Prophesying. Say that is power. Uh-huh. Oh, glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Naked. Oh, fede for me. Oh, glory. 2 Samuel 23, verse 1. David too was a prophet. 2 Samuel 23, verse 1. Now, this be the last of the words of David. David, the son of Jesse, said, the man who was raised up on high, the anointed of the God of Jacob, and the sweet psalmist of Israel. Wow. CCV, the Spirit of the Lord speak by me. Nothing. And his word was in my tongue. And he went on and on. 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 46. 1 Kings 18, 46. And the hand of the Lord. I think 2 sermons per service is coming to stay in a different assembly. Amen. Whether you see me or not. 1 Kings 18, verse 46. And the hand of the Lord was on Elijah, and he gathered up his loins and what? Ran before him to the entrance of Jezreel. So is that a young man? Or who do we call that one? Huh? Flash. Who's Flash? So is that a young man? Or Who is Flash? Ah, okay. Sorry, Marvel fans, where are you? Let's have you. Let's have this comics over there. Amen. Praise God. I've not seen that one before in any way. Amen. I think you have preferred your Wakanda. Amen. But see, it's reality, amen. And everything that happened then, brethren, they are not past tense. I'm not saying they can happen. They should happen. They will happen. Oh, glory. Glory. Glory to God. Not just they can, they will. That's a man running, overtaking horses. You understand? Good. Second Kings 2 verse 9. It came to pass when they were gone over that Elijah said unto Elisha, ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. Wow. 15. When the sons of the prophets which were to view at Jericho saw him, they said, the spirit of Elijah doth rest on Elisha. And they came to meet him and bowed themselves to the ground. Hallelujah. No, Elijah is actually fond of doing some things. You know, we had a message yesterday that said Elijah only performed 8 miracles. Just say 8 recorded. Because if you see something like verse 16, and they said unto him, behold, now there be 50 strong men. Let them go and seek your master. Peradventure the spirit had taken him somewhere. You know, so they are used to the man. So Philip had an antecedent. Amen. Praise God. Philip read this name. Philip already read. Philip already, you know, Elijah. Oops. And the only funny one is that, you know, the spirit took this one from Acts 12, but Philip from a place to a place. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So power, see past power. 1 Chronicles 12, verse 8. Then the Spirit came upon Amaziah, who was of the chief of the captain, and he said, thine are we, David, and we are on thy side, the son of Jesse. Peace be unto thee, and peace to thy helpers, for the Lord helped thee. Then David received them and made them captains of the band. So the Spirit of God can actually come also on people for them to serve. For them to serve. Amen? For them to be loyal in service. 1 Chronicles. I said 1 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 18. 12, 18. So the Spirit of God can come upon men to serve. Can come upon men for them to say, I will abide under this training. I will subject myself under this. I will serve. Say service. Now, so those are from the historical records. I didn't want to go into the prophetic books. That will take us a long time. Isaiah, Jeremiah, and the rest. But from the prophetic records alone. So they did all things because the Spirit was upon them. Meaning, they took the power of the Spirit that was among them. They took, when they say the Spirit of God is upon somebody, that would mean that person took of the Spirit that was around. That was with them. They took power of the Spirit. And a lot of time, they prophesied. They spoke about things. They got inspired and they spoke out. For some did exploit. We saw people that did things. but much more they spoke. Isaiah 61 verse 1. That is why they now dedicated some AO book. Like Isaiah now, you will see some of his exploits in 2 Kings, 2 Chronicles, but much more. He now had a book called the Book of Isaiah. These are the things I say. Okay, I said, Isaiah 61 verse 1, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach. Say preach. Good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to say proclaim liberty to the captives and to the opening of prison door to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Hallelujah. Say proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Yeah, so let's see that year, Leviticus 25 verse 8. That's the year of Jubilee of God. The year of Jubilee. I think I preached that message. That should be, is it at there or somewhere? Yeah, that was the last time I preached this. Leviticus 25 verse 8. And thou shalt number 7 Sabbaths of years unto thee, 7 times 7 years, and the space of the 7 Sabbaths of years shall be unto thee 49 years. 9. And then thou shalt cause the trumpet of Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month in the day of atonement. Ooh. Shall you make the trumpet sound throughout all your land? And you shall hallow the 15th year and proclaim throughout all thy land unto all the inhabitants thereof. It shall be a jubilee unto you. And you shall return every man unto his possession. And you shall return every man unto his family. That means every slave must go free. Amen. Every slave, a jubilee shall that 58th year be unto you. You shall not sow, neither reap that which groweth of itself in it, nor gather grapes in it of thy vineyard undressed. Verse 12, for it is the jubilee. It shall be holy, separate, sacred unto you. You shall ease the increase thereof of the field. 13, in the year of this jubilee, you shall return every man unto his possession. 14, if thou sell aught unto thy neighbor, or buy aught of thy neighbor's hand, you shall not, what? Oppress. Praise God. So, that is the year that all debts are paid. That would mean, if you borrowed money, all you need to do is to keep postponing the repayment until the year of Jubilee. That year, nobody is a debtor. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can see there are so many feasts. Everything was a teaching meeting, teaching them of what God will do. That is why you cannot just sit down on a Passover or say, we Holy Communion, we have to be. There are so many. Everything is just to teach them one fact. A man will come. Oh, glory to God. And that sin of mankind that made man indebted to divinity, he will take it away. Say year of Jubilee. Say year of rest. Say it will be, and to make it better, he said that will be in the day of atonement. Mixing everything up for them. The day of atonement, the day when they bring the goats. Say Jubilee. Say today, we're in the Jubilee of God. So he said, Jesus came to proclaim this Jubilee. Now, he now went further. Say, and the day of vengeance of our God. When is that day? Same time. This is the same event that brought us Jubilee, that brought Christ vengeance. The vengeance fell on Christ. Of course, when Jesus was recording this in Luke 4, Jesus did not mention that because it will take further explanation. And because he's not ready to explain, what did he do? He kept quiet. Do you get what I just said? Okay. Isaiah 53 verse 7. He was oppressed and he was afflicted. Yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter. And as a sheep before her shearers is dumb. He opened not his mouth. Verse 8. Want to go? He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. Verse 9, and he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his days, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand, shall see his seed rather. So he didn't treat Jesus like he deserved, so that he can treat us like we never deserved. Hallelujah. He treated us like Jesus deserved, and treated Jesus like we deserved. So that, somebody said, do we have vengeance of God? Yes. Wrath of God? Yes. The actual wrath, not just what people call wrath of God, but the actual wrath of God. But he fell on who? On Jesus. John 3, 14. Glory be to the Lord. Be to the Lord. Hallelujah. John 3. And as, what happened there? 14. Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness. Even so must the Son of Man be what? Lifted up. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. So that is not fun. What you saw in verse 14, 15 is judgment. As Moses lifted up the serpent, the Son of Man will be lifted up, cause is he that is hanged on a tree. So verse 16 now says, for God so loved, say so loved, say in like manner, God loved us. So how did God give Jesus for us? He gave you how? To die. Say his death, my life. So God in like manner, in the manner of what Moses did, what Moses pictured, that man that brought the serpent to church, that man ought to be accursed from the commonwealth of believers, not just of ministers, of believers. Amen. Because see, when you sit on shadows, when reality is available, you become an idolater. You become an idol worshiper. Because now, when shadows are fulfilled, if you still sit down on the shadows, it's idol worship. That's how somebody will today look. If you actually search history, all these holy communion that they are doing in Corinthians church, with time, everything just came down. They focused on the writings. It was Catholic that brought back communion, which we are doing today as Pentecostals, saying that is a, imagine if we say this is the bread of God. People will be fighting among themselves in church. Yeah, they will say this one is the bread of God. We are the body of Christ. This is who you look at right now and say, yes, the body of Jesus. So we value ourselves. This do in reverse of it. Keep this point. Keep this fellowship in when you remember what I did for you. Because in that church, in 1 Corinthians 11, what were they doing? They were creating division. They were doing class in church. Rich guy class, poor class, with that we have car, with that we have red tie, with that, you know, nice ASL, looking cute, Valentine. You know, we are doing... We are doing Yoruba class in church. No, yes, beer gangs. That you are now oppressing those who doesn't have, like... Amen, amen. Praise God. So, go back to Isaiah 61, verse 3. Hope you had enough sleep. Say yes. Simple. Isaiah 61, verse 3. To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. I just sense that again. He said, don't forget that. The preacher said, the spirit can come upon you for service. For service. John 20:21. So, John 20:21. Then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you. As my Father sent me, even so send I you. So, how did the Father send Jesus? By the scriptures. He sent him by the scriptures. So, we saw the things Jesus did by the Spirit. They were all in line with redemption. They were all in line with setting the sinner free, with forgiveness, with mercy, with pardon. We didn't see death. We didn't see sin imputation. We didn't see any man being punished for his sins by the Spirit. We didn't see Jesus Do you know that everything that woman told Jesus did not even tell his things that Jesus revealed. He didn't tell his disciples. He didn't say, Jesus, disciples, come. See that lady. I just saw her like this. I just saw that she had four husbands. And in fact, No. Praise God. He didn't do that. So, Acts 10, 38, what happened? How God anointed, say Jesus. No, you cannot say how God anointed Jesus Christ. That would be double anointing. Amen. Our God, Christ means the anointed. So our God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. That means a man. When time you are saying Jesus of Nazareth is to emphasize that he is a man. I am going to stress the humanity of Jesus for you very well, so that you can know that everything that Jesus did is he did it as a man. Man. Woo. Amen. Two things he had. He had prophecy. But he's a man. What was Jesus' edge over you? Our Jesus. We choose that there. That is, if he had any edge at all over you today, we treat that. Okay. Acts 10:38, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost. Therefore, Jesus took the power of the Holy Ghost and went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. So you can be anointed with the Spirit, and you refuse to take the power of the Spirit. God did not give Jesus Holy Ghost power. Write this in your notes. God does not give power. Write it clear. God does not give power. He doesn't. All God gives is the Spirit. It is man's responsibility to take the power of the Spirit out. Now, this is where I'm going. Elijah took the same power of the Holy Ghost. Not the Holy Ghost, though. He took the same power of the Holy Ghost upon him to do bad. But Jesus took power to do good. So, what you use power to do, God is not directly, it's not God's action. It's you. Number one, he's the one that took the power. Number two, he's the one that used it. Amen. Somebody say, but if he is about to use it against the will of God, why didn't God stop him? You still don't understand. We say man. Even for God to save you, he became a man. Man. God could not even push Jesus to the cross. Because he's a man, he got something like, but now, God, I think I can be saving this one by one. Can you let this cup pass over me? Is all to prove his humanity. But yet, he had to say, but not my wish. Huh? If it's my will, let me sit down here. But let your will be done. So, that was why it was called submission.
Jesus submitted. If Jesus said, "No, I'm not dying for it. Let me just go and meet this. Let them make me the king of Israel, or just overthrow the Roman Empire, Israel will become the most prosperous nation. What will happen? Everybody will die and go to hell, and Jesus will still be alive today." Selah. Amen. So Elijah took the power of the Holy Ghost, did evil. That is why Jesus rebuked him in the Gospels. And we must re-echo that rebuke on the followers of Elijah today. People who see follow Elijah's pattern today, we must re-echo. Say re-echo. We must keep re-echoing the rebuke. Luke 9:51. We must keep re-echoing. Re-echoing. Yes, we are going to give account of how we use the things of God that we have been given freely. Use your singleness to your advantage. Use it to your advantage. Take advantage of your singleness. Like single means single. You are not double yet. Okay. Take advantage of it. Maximize it. It's a time for you to seek the Lord. It's a time for you to know Him. It's a time for you to do much more. It's a time for you to go the extreme. It's a time that you are not really accountable to so much people. It's a time that you can get the best of God. It's a time to establish yourself, solidify yourself in all that God has called you to do. It's a time. Take advantage of the period. Take advantage of it. Chaos. Whoo, dona. Rist ah ona doste fanta ka rande ko se kapati lina ko fanke munoasha. So keep that desire in your heart and wait for the second service. Luke 9:51. And it came to pass when the time was come. Sorry, not second service, second sermon. So one service. Less after when I'm done. Ratolu and some people carry their bag and said, "I'm done with my service of the Lord." No, in fact, this is workers' meeting. 1A. 1B comment. Say no man. Fear with the Holy Ghost. Thank you. Luke 9. Well, let the people keep quiet the first service. Amen. 51. Are you there? Want to go? Let's read. And it came to pass, when the time was come that he should be received up, he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem and sent messengers before his face. And then went and answered, entered into a village of the Samaritans to make ready for him. And they did not receive him because his face was as though he would go to Jerusalem. Oh, Pastor Joy, the man you are working on in this scripture, go and finish your work with him, eh? Go and finish your work. Make sure you do that this week. Be so deliberate. 54, yes. And when his disciples, James and John, saw this, they said, "Lord, we doubt that we command fire." Say fire. Fire. As to come down from heaven and consume them, even as Elijah did. First thing, that fire came from Elijah. I told you something yesterday after the prayers. I said, every believer, you have an atmosphere around you. Amen, amen. The fire came from the atmosphere of Elijah. Amen. The whole atmosphere of Israel, then it belongs to one man, Elijah. That is why in the atmosphere, he could store rain. Say rain, stay there. Why? He owns that circumference. Say the circumference. Say I carry around me a circumference of power. You know, although this is not an Holy Ghost meeting, but you learn to demonstrate. Say, I carry around me. Circumference of power. Hallelujah. You learn to demonstrate. Eh? You learn to demonstrate. You learn to do it like you are seeing it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Okay. What was Jesus' answer? Jesus said, good guy. A man of God. Quoted this verse. And that is why when you don't bring your Bible to church, what do you become? A candidate for what?
For deception. A man of God in the battle quoted it. Say, the disciples, they told Jesus that, guy, should we command fire to consume them? He said, Jesus replied them. He said, yes, correct, guys. Say, in fact, add thunder. A man of God who said it on the pulpit. And people say, yes! Why? No Bible.
Pastor Stephen suggested he was in a meeting. He said, he's not told me. He said, command fire. He said, no, add thunder, joy.
Our Jesus.
No, that was his Jesus. Jesus of his imagination. What was the answer?
Clear. Thank God. You cannot remove this one from the Bible. This is not to shut down some ministry. It's not to amend you. Shut down.
But there's a ministry that to start with, you must change their logo. Sailor. Change their name. The logo, the name. In fact, the mission statement, Sunday school, believers class. Yes, just make them on sale. Start afresh. Good guy. Reset. But where do you start from? You don't amend some things, though. God set you to put down then build up. No. There's no remedy anyway. Praise God. Okay, so 55. But he turned and rebuked them and said, you know not what manner of spirit you are of. For the Son of Man is not. Say it's not. It's not come to destroy men's life, but to save them. And they went to another village. Did Jesus forsake Samaria? How did Jesus come back to Samaria? In Philip. Hallelujah. Remove your pride from ministry. You went to preach somewhere and you say, that woman, she said we cannot have the crusade. I give you, how many days?
7 days.
If I'm a man of God, 7 days, 3 of your children. The guy will not die, and you'll be proud to say, man, you remember the one that on Facebook, that guy, he thought, maybe he didn't know who he was dealing with. He was giving testimony of, okay, yes, they actually love you. You saw it, saw the post. I wrote your name now. Oh, I think I did. So, somebody like, how do I even put itself? He was actually being maltreated, and they lied to him, so they took him to jail. Okay, fine. Like a church said he stole something, like somebody stole something. Okay. So, took him to jail, not jail, just cell for some days. And said the church, they didn't even care, and they actually thought he was guilty, and he was not. And the prophet now came to the place to bail him out. So, the man said, did you do it? He said, no. Okay. Said, therefore, he said, the family or people that did this thing, say, I judge them. He now saying, is it 3 days or 7 days? Saying, 3 days. He said, the child of the pastor died. I was looking. He said, that now proves innocence. And I said, okay. Sorry, you went to jail or whatever. But what, okay, somebody died. You still want to prove? I said, are you not getting? You went to jail, but this person died. Don't you get? If somebody even ought to die, who should die? Isn't that the person that accused you? That's number one. Number two, if it will be like for life, you went to jail, just pray that, let him to go to jail. Then I say, he must die, and he died, and you are proud to share the testimony. See, if you have such testimony in the past, just keep it, delete it, don't share it. Keep it. Your sins and your iniquities, God remembers no more. Keep it. It's not anything to be proud of. That is not power. You are a weakling. Witchcraft is weakling. Praise God. 1 Corinthians 14 verse 3. Say, I take up the power at work in me to do good. Let's see some of the good. 1 Corinthians 14 verse 3. In utterance I speak good. 1 Corinthians 14 3. And he that prophesies speaketh unto men to edification and exhortation and comfort. Say edification. Now let's analyze each word. Edification, what's the Greek word? What could you mean, right? O-I-K-O-D-O-M-E. Oikodomie. It means building up. So when we speak to people, we speak to the intent of building them up. To build them up. Building up. Like, it's actually tangible. Tangibly building somebody up. You can use words to build people up or to pull them down. But no, with your own utterance. You prophesy unto what? Edification, unto building up. Number two, exhortation. Exhortation, Greek word, paraklesis. Para, P-A-R-A, klesis, K-L-E-S-I-S. It means admonition, encouragement, consolation, comfort. Admonition, encouragement. With tongues and interpretation, you encourage people. You console them. Then number three, comfort. Greek word, paramutia. Something like that. P-A-R-A-M-U-T-H-I-A. How do you pronounce T-H-I-A? Something like that. Now, comfort means consoling. Calming somebody down. Also, arousing or stimulating. So it's all for good. I think I gave an entrance. That should be Wednesday service. That it is this way. Intentionally, we don't design things by the Spirit. Why? If you search for it, what will happen? You will see it. Then first get it, give it out clear. That is why when you are hearing a man of God saying, there's a lady here. The color of your something is this. The color of your... It's not God searching. It's not God searching and giving him... If God, it's God that is giving him that information, then you can say our God is what? It's Canaan now. I say it. Is that blasphemy? If it is... It's blasphemy anyway. So if it is God that is searching out that information and giving him... my son. Major one. Tell her, yes, she's wearing blue underwear. She's wearing this. If it's God, no, that's not God. That is the man searching. Therefore, if you are used to the things of the Spirit, how does it work? If I want to talk about your school now, what will I do? Focus on you, Abby. Put my mind there. Hallelujah. So, for you to see somebody's underwear, what are you focusing on? It's just clear. Say, I use the gift of the Spirit. Now it's now beyond doing good. It's, give me a word though. To manifest God, thank you. Not to manifest your thinking. Some brothers, single, all this year, they have been toasting, none is agreeing. You now be using Spirit to bamboozle them. I can tell you what you are wearing. That's not comfort, though. That's fear. So when people sin, they will be afraid around you. That's the implication. They will not be able to come. Say, we don't design sin by the Spirit. So even when an unbeliever comes, see, this is the way it happens, eh? Like, okay, let me not mention something because I think I'm live. Even when you receive information, God is not putting a knife in your neck that say everything. Talk now. Say it. Talk. No. What will you do? Prophecy is edification.
Okay, you saw that there will be an accident on Lokoja Abuja Express. And in fact, this brother, his hand will be splitted. One hand will cut off. His head will bend to the other side. When you see that by the gift of and discernment, is that discernment of spirit? That's when you see. That's why I said, when you see. When you see that by revelation, let me just say your revelation. When you see that by revelation, how will you present it? Edification, exhortation, comfort. What is the comfort to a man that is about to have accident? You reverse it. You are the king in this matter. You reverse it. Praise God. See, today, when you are giving your tongue, you'll be different. It's not I see. I see, I process, I say. It's not a process. That processing is the issue. I remember there was a man of God that he said this before he knew his life. He said this I think he was talking about the extramarital affairs of a woman. And he said it on that marriage scattered. Even after he said it, do you remember? After he said it, he himself knew that, I ought not to have said this. He quoted himself, but it's too late. The man has any information. The man is there. Praise God. So Mark 16. So we do good. We do good alone. Say, I receive. I process with the mind of Christ. Then I deliver. Say, God, trust me with good delivery. Say, I search. For just enough, for just necessary. There are 1,000 things to know about a man, rather than thinking of what he's wearing. I can even say, now I will prefer. Let me just teach you this. No, it's church, so I just have to teach you. I will prefer you are so filled with the spirit and you are ready to. You know, there are times you are just ready, just want to do something. Do something like tell a man right now, write down 10-digit number where you are. Write it just now. Then tell him the 10-digit number by the spirit. I prefer that than calling somebody's ATM password. Think. You get us. But are you, JB, it's just to prove a point, right? You just want to prove a point that I know you. I can know you, right? Don't be fond. Help me now. Don't be fond in just intruding into. Because once we are also in a sensitive world. No, you cannot do that in the UK. Trust me, you can't. You also, okay, so why not go and reveal Sanusi's password? Sanusi, this is your CBN password. Yeah, by the spirit, she said, I know it. And tomorrow, one big money was missing. We get away with a lot of things because it's Nigeria. So I'm not saying people who did that are wrong. Of course, okay, if I reveal Ojude's ATM password now, he will not mind. Amen. Because I will not steal your money. It's me and him. I will not mind. But my only issue is that somebody like Rejoice that is hiding her own ATM jealously, she may be afraid of me. And if I'm unlucky and the type that is covetous, I cannot start doing star 737 on your behalf. You know? So, but you get what I'm saying? I'm not condemning those who say that, but I said you can find something that will like have no consequence. Praise God. Oh God. Oh glory. So Mark 16:17. Let's not say much of this. I think the first service should be about utterance. Second service, we go to Elijah's gift, right? 17, and these signs, second sermon, shall follow them that believe in my name. What will they do? Cast out devils. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? Good thing, cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues. Good things, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, shall not hurt them. They lay hands on the sick. What will happen to the sick?
you shall recover. Now, please don't be stopping reading this thing here. When you have time, read it to verse 20. So then after the Lord has spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. 21 to go. And they went forth and preached everywhere. And the Lord walking with them and confirmed me with signs. Amen. The word sign there now is a Greek word that's in the Greek is I don't know how to pronounce this. S-E-M-E-I-O-N. S-E-M-E-I-O-N. A token. Simot. Simeon. Simeon, something like that. Okay, it's like a mark, a token. Now, that's by which a man is distinguished from others. What makes you known? Oh, glory to God. Say, God makes his servants known. Anacostaga Valeraza, take it easy. Conanos of Villeros of Ville Morandum of Stracatelum of Cartig Vicada Zatite Campora, the Polas of Fati, Polas of Vati, the Lintekelazo Teca. That which makes a man known, say sign. That which transcends the common sense. Beyond common course. Common line of things. And the word wonders is often always used with it. But don't forget, it's always used in a positive light. It's often used in a positive light. Because the way I saw the word sign in the Greek, it's something that people will see and they will be happy. And they will give glory to God. And they will rejoice. And they will clap. And they will sing. Are you with me? Good. So, it's always used in a positive light. Hebrews 2 verse 4. About closing. Hebrews 2 verse 4. So, we will pick the power of the Spirit to do good things that make people wonder in a positive light. Write this in your notes. The death in Acts 5 is not signs and wonders. See, we don't define signs and wonders by dictionary. We define by Jesus, by scripture. The death of Ananias and Sapphira in Acts 5 is not signs and wonders. It's not. It's manipulation. Dictionary definition, it can be signs and wonders, but redemptive definition is not signs and wonders. Praise God. So we know what we call signs and wonders. Spectacular, but it's not our commission. Yes, is it spectacular? Yes, but it's not our commission. So Hebrews 2 verse 4, God also bearing them witness both with signs, wonders, diverse miracles, and gift of the Holy Ghost according to his own predetermination. So the will of God is that we proclaim this gospel with good things alone. Why? Because the gospel is a message of good things. It's good news. So how dare you present good news with death? Are you with me? Say we preach good news with good things. Oh, glory. So lastly, these men of old, at times they can have a power failure. Because the spirit they were relating with is actually external to them. They were relating with a spirit that is external. 2 Kings 3 verse 11. Let's see that Elijah's story again. Let's preach over an hour now. 2 Kings 3 verse 11. No, second sermon, be ready to change a lot of your mindset today. Now, 3 verse 11. Jehoshaphat said, is there not here a prophet of the Lord that we may inquire by him? And one said of Israel's servant answered, yes, Elisha, the son of Shaphat, which poured water on the hands of Elijah. And Jehoshaphat said, the word of the Lord is with him. So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat and the king of Edom went down with him. And Elisha said unto the king of Israel, what have I to do with thee? Get thee to the prophet of thy fathers and to the prophet of thy mother. And the king of Israel said unto him, no, for the Lord has called these three kings together to deliver them unto the hand of Moab. And Elijah said, as the Lord of hosts liveth, before whom I stand, if it will not be regard the presence of Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah. I will not look towards thee nor see thee. 15, want to go? Now, bring me a minstrel. And it came to pass. When the minstrel played, what happened? The hand of the... So it was like the guy was upset. Huh? And what happened? Power failure. Amen. You almost remember the Bible says as David played the harp. What will happen? The spirit comes upon Saul. So, yes, because they relate with an external spirit, at times they have to do so much to get into the flow. But you, your own is different. Acts 1:8. You shall receive power. You shall lambano power. I remember there was a guy I saw. There was a day I was on one, on a ship that came from another country. And there are people there from Greece. And one of them could speak English as well. I just asked him that. I said, what's me of lambano? He said, is that Jesus? He said, oh, lambano, I will receive. He said, wow. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. He just said, he demonstrated it. He said, I will receive. I say, okay, how do you lambano your salary? My salary? No, I receive. That will mean not you will take it as your own. You will possess it. It's not God micromanaging gifts for you. Oh, thank you, Lord. Say, I lambano. So, power is not to come. Acts 1:8 is not saying power is coming from heaven. You receive it. No. He's saying the spirit is about to come upon you. Receive the power of the spirit. So, it is men that will receive power from the spirit within. Praise God. Ha! Oh, glory. You receive dunamis. What is dunamis? Inherent power. Power that is working by itself. Self-generating. Amen. Say self-generating. Say I have a nuclear reactor. Within me. Sorry for that. Oh, thank you, Lord. You will take from that power that resides in you. Our power, ever working, ever active, ever potent. Non-stop. The way Pastor Jerem says that. He says it's like God just, you are always on. He started the generator and he threw the key away. The stop key, the stop button, he removed it. Hallelujah. He said, what if we finish? How if we finish? Hallelujah. Praise God. He is God. Say ever working. You know, we have some machines that is more expensive, is less expensive to just keep them running than to shut them down. If you stop them. I have machines like that. You know, if you are in productions, you will know what I'm saying. There are some machines that I have some motors, some old machinery that they have been running for 3 years non-stop. All right, the day you stop it, for you to get it back again, now start checking the siloid, the lube oil, all the bearings, start afresh. In fact, still, you won't try to start it, you trip. But just keep it running. That is a believer. A believer is not meant to have power failure. See, power failure does not look good on you. It takes you time. It will not take you another like 3 days that we did, amen, to come back. So what do you do? After these 3 days, what should you just simply do? Just remain, amen. So how do you remain? Tomorrow, come, amen. Praise. Just remain. Just be doing the normal stuff. Just go out and just minister as led. Just do the things. Once you say, ha ha ha, the spirit is here. Bring me the Telemundo. Nothing they have. Hallelujah. Say, I don't have power failure. Yeah. Glory to God. See, a man that knows that he cannot have power failure, he has a mindset. The mindset is, I stay with the right things. The mindset is, there any Holy Ghost meeting, I'm there. Amen. Praise. Someone say, why do we pray? See, if you are not praying, then you are saying you don't have power. You don't pray to get power. But when you don't think about prayer, to praying it, you are convincing yourself that no, I don't have it like that. Why? Men of the spirit, they pray. Simple. That's what it is. They pray. Amen. They pray. Oh, glory. Thank you, Lord.
So today, don't forget, the spirit within came from Jesus to us. But that outpouring of Joel 2 is from us to us. Say us to us. Say us to us. So spirit upon brings inspiration, but within brings revelation. So at times you have been inspired by the spirit to see something, but by the spirit upon you are just filled with the Holy Ghost, you saw something, but by the influence of the spirit within, what do? You explain. So when I say spirit within, I mean with the mind of Christ. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So when you see something in a vision, you are beyond Ezekiel that will just tell you vision without interpretation. You are beyond. Don't just come and say, ha ha ha, brethren, I saw a cow. Four horns. As one horn was coming out. And people are saying, yeah. And as the cow moved, the cow wanted to move to Kaduna before, but the cow just suddenly turned his head, said, no, I am going to Minna this time. And as the cow was trying to shake his head, what are you saying? Hallelujah. Praise God. And some people, they will say that, and they will leave it there. They will not go and sit down. Like Joshua, okay? And say, that's me. Hallelujah. Say no. Say no. I explain. Say I'm thorough. No, the utterance of yesterday, no, I recorded them. I will try and process them, and I will give them to us to meditate over, use them as a driver for our words over and over again. It was a wonderful time we had yesterday. Praise God. Say no, man. Filled with the Holy Ghost. Keeps quiet. Say, I have the mind of Christ. Say, to have the spirit without measure is to have the permanent indwelling of the spirit. Say, I have the spirit in me always. I can take up the spirit anytime for acts of power. Say, spirit upon is my responsibility. Say, I take up the spirit within. Put it upon. Mogeno kari, amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. What I say in your Bible is what I just said in English. Amen. Oh, glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So, lastly, let me say this. When, now, in church, let me now say this. Can a man tell you receive the Holy Ghost? Yes and no. Now, to tell, there is no way you look at receive the Holy Ghost that is correct. Let me explain. If you tell a believer to receive the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost is already within him. But we saw receive the Holy Ghost plenty times in the book of Acts. So when you hear in church, receive the Holy Ghost, just like Kenneth Hagin. Kenneth Hagin now explain it further. Instead of saying receive the Holy Ghost, what does that man say? Be filled. And you don't, guys don't watch videos. What do you watch? Workers, next week, I promise you, I will check all videos on your phone. Amen. No question. I will check it. What do you watch? I'm around. Don't worry. So you have 1 week to, like, I can tell you clearly. So I have a friend that gave me plenty season film. Game of Thrones. Yeah? This wow. They gave me everything from season 1 to season. You know, season 1 has part 1. I tried my best to watch season 1 part 1. I couldn't finish it. What scenes is this? Until one day I just put everything in my system. All they do, control, all did it before that lady sees it and start copying it. Yeah. I just deleted everything. I just told myself one day, I said, I didn't think I would ever have time to work for this. If you say you like it, maybe you should have been watching it as it's coming out. But now I have one day to sit down with season 1 to season 8. Abba, M-O-G. So it's not Richard. It's what? Your rent. Amen? So, can we tell a man, sorry, what led me to that? Okay, I say videos. So, can I take a video? Hey, watch them. I think I'm, well, I wrote that yesterday, Francis Hunter. Anyway, that's what second sermon, not second service. Which, what you have started though, is already 10. I mean, what is that time again? Now, so, watch these videos. Download videos, watch them. So, can you take instead of saying, receive the Holy Ghost, the man will say, be filled. Be filled. Amen. So now, somebody will now say, can I tell a sinner, somebody that has not believed before, to receive the Holy Ghost? No. Why? The sinner's duty is not to receive the Holy Ghost.
The sinner's duty is to believe the gospel. Hallelujah. When he believes the gospel, God is always faithful. Praise God. Say, God is always faithful. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He's always faithful. He's always faithful. He's always faithful. Why? I wrote this in my book. I said, not even Jesus can determine when a man gets the spirit with him. Jesus cannot determine that it is this day or this day, so time, unless by foreknowledge, but he cannot determine that that's the day you must get the spirit. No, it's the day you believe the gospel. It's the day, okay, I say it again. Not even Jesus can determine when a man gets the spirit within. It is subject to that individual's response to the message of faith. Response to the message of faith. It's within me. It's within me. It's within me. Your spirit is within me. I take you out for ministry. He's always within me. Always within me. Your spirit. Always within me. In tongues, everybody, thank you. Always within me. I'm seeing a skin disease right now. It's written in my eyes. I saw it. It's written. Like skin disease. Oh, you are going to take all the power at work in you this morning. And you are going to cure your body right now, right now. Power to heal diseases. You will take it from within you. Now, although you have a sickness in your body, but there is also power to heal disease in your body. So you will take that power to heal that sickness right now. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Density upon you. Intensity of power upon you, even where you are. Within me, yeti kalo zevale malera zevola da da da. Yeti leke sevile rosi evole rata. If I say something is printed, I mean what I'm saying. We don't do gimmicks in church. Oh, ziketo tate torazeda. Sheti kelimo sopile rosetto da. Karaso talama zota kelo zivole raste gate. Joti keli malero zevoli tadi kemala mala mala mokori izobi katate. Don't you know that getting men filled with the Holy Ghost has been made easy for you? Has been made easy for you? Has been made easy for you? Easy for you? It has been made easy for you. So do it again. Do it again. It's been made easy for you. 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 Getting men filled with the Holy Ghost. It has been made easy for you. Katola Manta, start giving on the nose. Come on, bring out more. Bring out more. Bring out more. For somebody, see, this the eye service. It will not help you. Soak yourself in true ministry. Quit the eye service. Do no eye service for any man. Be a man of God. Serve God in the gospel of his son. Quit eye service. Quit eye service. Don't do things for the sake of letting people see me. Quit eye service. I sincerely don't know you, but I saw that now by the Spirit. Yetoli razeda katola rozo vile masivale malamananananene. What manner of man is this? Speaking great things. Speaking wonderful things. We speak of the Lord today. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Chakenda keto katero zevola dadosh. La torisovile rotate. The Spirit right now is upon you. The Spirit is upon you. Same Spirit within, same Spirit within, same Spirit within. It's now upon you, brethren. People with the Spirit upon, they don't keep quiet. They do something, they say something, they see something. They see something, they do something, they act something. There is an activity of the Holy Ghost around you. You will minister by radiation for the atmosphere of the Spirit around you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yeke talama zapa pata ta 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 ta. La go la rozoba. Digest it in. Digest it in. These services, digest it in. This sermon, digest it. Digest it. Digest it in. Digest it. Katolero zatete. Kola ko zafilero zata. Digest it. Digest it. Digest it. Digest it. Katora zokete la torastate. Kapola neko na neko na ne na nos. Digest it. Digest it. Digest it. Oh, thank you, Lord. Be involved. Come on, be involved. Be involved. Be involved. Be involved. An activity of the Spirit upon you. 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 An activity of the Spirit upon you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Oh, no, he's so good. But they. Marizeta. Yes, perhaps you have received a prophecy, a consciousness of death, that death is coming. Hallelujah. Just smile where you are. Just smile. Hallelujah. Your response is smile. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Don't worry, I'm waiting for you. It will come on you. Oh, Nani Raze Valia De. Is it a prophecy? Is it a death sentence? No. You smile back. You laugh back. Laugh back. Woohoo. You laugh back. You laugh back. Laugh back. Or is it that they threaten you with death? Laugh back. Just laugh back. They don't deserve a response. Laugh back. Ooh, that's the response they deserve. Your laughter. Your laughter. Your laughter. Your laughter. Ooh, laughter. They say you with that. Laughter. Hallelujah. Your laughter. 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 Hallelujah. At any time, just sit down at home and laugh. And laugh. And laugh. Laugh it off. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Take off mine as much as you can today. Take off mine. Take off mine. Take off mine. Take off the Spirit. Take off the Spirit upon today. Take off it. Take off the Spirit upon and laugh. Take off the Spirit upon and do. Take off the Spirit upon and flow. Take off the Spirit upon and do reality today. He's upon you. He's upon you. Oh, glory to God. Hands are being activated today. Hands are being activated today. Hands, hands, hands. Hands are activated for great things. For great things. Oh, glory. Amen. Praise God. Thank you. Oh, glory to God. Okay, so I give you 10 minutes break.